I now can sing since I've been redeemed.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
I faith in Christ, my Redeemer King.
I'm on the everlasting rock.
This is the voice of hope.
Then roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock of ages. Roll, roll, billows roll. I'm on the everlasting rock.
We believe, we believe, we believe in God the Father, maker of the universe, and in Christ the Son, our Savior, come to us by virgin birth.
We believe he died to save us for our sins, was crucified, then from death he rose victorious, ascended to the Father's side. Jesus, Lord of all, Lord of all, Jesus, Lord of all, Lord of all, Jesus, Lord of all, Lord of all, Jesus, Lord of all, Lord of all.
We believe he sends his Spirit on his church with gifts of power. God, his word of truth affirming, sends us to the nations now.
He will come again in glory, judge the living and the dead. Every knee shall bow before him, then must every tongue confess.
Jesus, Lord of all, Lord of all, Jesus, Lord of all, Lord of all, Jesus.
Thank you, Corral, for that wonderful song of affirmation. And thank you, my friend, for joining me today for this edition of The Voice of Hope. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host for this weekly Bible teaching broadcast. Some people say it's foolish to believe in a God you can't see. They ridicule our faith in the Creator God and explain it as a crutch for those who are weak. In fact, Karl Marx is famously known to have said, "Religion is the opium of the people." In other words, Marx believed that religion had certain practical functions in society that were similar to the function of opium in a sick or an injured person. It reduced people's suffering and provided them with pleasant illusions. But you know, history has revealed to us the moral, spiritual, and economic failure of Marx's philosophy. While we may argue for the proof of God's existence in a variety of ways, there is one proof, I believe, that's undeniable, and that's the evidence of a transformed life. Here's a testimony from a listener to our Turkish language programs that are aired on Radio Light in Istanbul, Turkey. The letter writer is a 24-year-old woman, and this is what she wrote. "I fell into depression 1 year ago. I lost my job, and I have problems with my spouse and children. I don't have the energy to go to work. I always wanted to lie in bed, and I even didn't want to eat anything. My mother supported me during this period because one of my children was, at that time, 1 year old and needed care. A while ago, I turned on the radio and found your program. You were talking about God's love and mercy. I felt for a long time that no one has mercy for me. So your words touched my heart. 6 weeks after I began listening to your programs regularly, I decided to become a Christ follower. Praise God, my friend. Another lost soul has found the answer to hopelessness and despair. If you're a listener to this program and you partner with us through your prayers and gifts, this testimony should encourage you. Your help is vital in reaching the lost and in discipling new believers. Through your partnership, we're able to herald the message of hope around the world nearly 400 times each week in English and 14 other major languages. You are helping to gather the harvest.
Far and near the fields are teeming with the waves of rye and grain. Far and near their gold is gleaming o'er the sunny slope and plain. Lord of harvest, send forth reapers, hear us, Lord, to Thee we cry. Send them now the sheaves to gather ere the harvest time pass by. Send them forth with morn's first gleaming, send them in the noontide's glare, when the sun's last rays are gleaming, bid them gather everywhere. Lord of harvest, send forth reapers, hear us, Lord, to Thee we cry. Send them now the sheaves to gather.
Thank you, Altar of Praise Chorale. On the last several programs, we've been exploring some of the Psalms together, and we'll continue that exploration on today's program, too. In a few moments, you'll hear the voice of Dr. J. Otis Yoder, the original Bible teacher on the Voice of Hope. His teaching has been translated into multiple languages, and it still blesses many people today. His exposition on this broadcast will be taken from Psalm 11, and is titled, Trust in God is Reasonable. I hope you will be blessed by his teaching. But before we listen to that teaching, here are the men with an important reminder.
Searching the Scriptures, the blessed Scriptures, seeking the Savior day by day, striving to learn the wondrous story, what does the blessed Bible say?
Join in quarrel
by the King Commander,
ask of the Lord,
ask of the Lord for me and thee.
Knock at the
open door of mercy,
where there is
pardon full and free. Searching the Scriptures, the blessed Scriptures, seeking to know the heavenly way, trying to reach the golden city, what is the blessed Bible say?
Join in quarrel
by the King Commander,
ask of the Lord.
of the Lord for me and thee.
Knock at the open door of mercy,
where there is pardon full and free.
Searching the Scriptures, the blessed Scriptures, seeking the wonder by the way, trying to point us all to Jesus. What does the blessed Bible say?
Go and inquire,
the King commandeth.
Ask of the Lord
for me and thee.
Knock at the open
door of mercy,
where there is
pardon full and free.
Thank you, men. Now, here's Dr. Yoder with his message, Trust in God is Reasonable.
Some weeks ago, I received a letter from a listener in Nigeria. One of his questions which he asked in his letter was, Do you agree it is a good thing to read certain psalms for encouragement? What do you suppose I said? I said, Yes, I surely do. Well, I wonder right now, when you have times of discouragement, where do you turn? My listener friend from Nigeria turned to God's Word. I recommend that for you. Turn to God's Word for encouragement, especially the Book of Psalms. Here now, I'd like to read Psalm 11, 1-7. Follow me. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, Flee as a bird to your mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may secretly shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple, the Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids test the children of men. The Lord testeth the righteous, but the wicked and him that loveth violence his soul hateth. Upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and an horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. For the righteous Lord loveth righteousness, his countenance doth behold the upright. It's been years that we have carried on our United States currency this phrase, In God we trust. You know, it's encouraging to find that on our currency, but it is a bit distressing to realize we have not always acted that way. We have not always acted as though we were, in fact, trusting in God. There are reasons for that, of course. In 1917, a movement was launched in Eastern Europe which attempted to outlaw trust in God. It was what has gone down in history as the Bolshevist Revolution. Since 1917, it has spread to include one-third of the population of the world. Beside that, we are feeling the pressure here from various fronts. We don't need God. But when we turn to the Holy Bible, we find much to commend trust in God. The Bible itself is the revelation of God. Among those outstanding men of trust recorded in the Bible, David was one, King of Israel. He wrote this psalm which I read, Psalm 11, 1-7. In that psalm, David reminds us that we have strong reasons to trust in God. What are they? Well, one reason is we have a refuge. I was really impressed with that first verse because the psalmist makes a statement. In the Lord do I put my trust. and then turns to those of his opponents and says, "Why do you say to me, 'Flee as a bird to the mountain'?" In other words, David is saying, don't panic. Don't panic. Opponents urge your retreat. Don't flee to the mountain. That's a psychological attack. You can't be safe if you trust in the Lord. You must run to the mountain and hide. But no, no. No, my friend, we have a refuge when we trust in God. But the opposition is there. You must assess them. You must make sure that you understand them. Because the attack is sure. The psalmist said they're getting ready. They're putting their arrows to the string. And they're going to shoot secretly at the righteous. The attack is sure. And the attack is secret. Sneak up. But we have a refuge in God. I have put my trust in the Lord, the psalmist said. Now, if you do that, then you can take courage. You can take strength. You will receive strength, and you will receive hope, because God is there. So you needn't worry or be distressed, because we have a refuge. We do not need to panic and flee to the mountain like a bird. No. There's another reason, a strong reason, why we can trust in God. Because we have a recourse. That question in verse 3 really shook me. Maybe that's a strange way to put it, but listen to the question. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Once the foundation is gone, what do you have left? The building must crumble. The upper structure cannot rest on nothing. It must rest on the foundation. And when they are eroded, when the foundation is gone, what can we do? Where shall we turn? Because the foundation is absolutely essential. And there are some foundations, absolutely, that we cannot afford to let crumble. Our faith in God, our faith in God's Word, our trust and confidence in Him, we cannot let go. We cannot let go. And I'm so glad the psalmist comes through. Well, the foundations are not going to be destroyed, because the Lord is in His holy temple. God is here. The foundations can't be completely destroyed, because God is here in His temple. He is in charge. He's on His throne in the heaven. He sees everything that's going on. His eyes behold, His eyelids test the children of men. He knows. There is no doubt about that. We have a recourse, you see. When it appears as though the foundations are going to be completely destroyed, we have recourse. We know that He is there. We know that He is on the throne. We can take courage. We are not beaten. Praise the Lord. Trust in God is reasonable. We are confident and sure because we have a recourse. We are not left as a wasteland, but God is there. There's a third reason why we can have strong faith in God. We have a reassurance. Ah, yes. The Lord hates the wicked. He hates violence. The wicked are under the judgment of God. I have said it. Others have said it. The great theme of the Bible is God loves you. But, my dear friend, I'd like to remind you that God is also a God of justice. And when the Bible says He hates violence, you better pay attention to it. The wicked are under the judgment of God. They must suffer justice. And the Lord says, upon them, he's going to rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. That's their cup. That's the portion of their cup. Who wants that? I don't want that, do you? But we have a reassurance that the righteous are in God's favor, for he tests the righteous. He tests them for genuineness. He makes sure they are true and sincere. And he loves the righteous. Oh, yes, they are in his favor. They walk in his truth. They love him in return. What a glorious relationship that is. God loves the righteous, and they love him. We love him. That's right. Yes, to trust in God is reasonable. You can take courage, because God is faithful. I'm so glad that we still carry on our currency in God we trust. I'm so glad that not only do we carry it on our currency, but I'm glad that it is in my heart. I'm like the psalmist, you know. In the Lord put I my trust. I wonder how it is with you. Do you do that too? I mean, are you trusting in the Lord with all your heart? And when they come to make you retreat, make you flee, do you panic and go to the mountain like a bird? Or do you remember that your trust in God is reasonable? And then, when the foundations look like they're crumbling, eroding, being destroyed, what do you do then? How do you respond then? Let me encourage you that the Lord is in his holy temple. He is on his throne in heaven. It's reasonable. Yes, to trust in God is reasonable. Then when you think about how the Lord responds to the wicked, pouring out all these judgments upon them, snares, fire, and brimstone, and horrible tempest, aren't you glad that we have a reassurance? The righteous, he loves the righteous. His countenance doth uphold them. We have this reassurance. So we can take courage. Trust in the Lord. It is reasonable.
Unto the hills around do I lift up my longing eyes. Oh, whence for me shall my salvation come? From whence arise? From God the Lord doth come my searching aid. From God the Lord who heaven and earth hath made. He will not suffer that thy foot be moved, safe shalt thou be. No careless slumber shall his eyelids close, who keepeth thee. Behold, he sleepeth not, he slumbereth ne'er. Who keepeth Israel in his holy care. From every evil shall he keep thy soul, from every sin. Jehovah shall preserve thy going out, thy coming in. Above thee watching, he whom we adore shall keep thee henceforth, yea, forevermore.
My friend, were you blessed by this teaching? If so, I praise God. And if you'd like to review this teaching or share it with a friend, it's available to you either in print or on an audio CD. Just ask for the teaching by its title, Trust in God is Reasonable. You can request this teaching by using our email address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. Or you can call us toll-free at 866-960-0292. Or finally, you can mail your request to the Voice of Hope, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a copy of the teaching titled Trust in God is Reasonable, in print or on an audio CD. Or you can log on to our website, heraldsofhope.org, and listen to the program at your convenience. You can also visit our Facebook page to see a daily prayer request, learn about upcoming events in your area, or read an encouraging testimony. It's also an easy way for you to send a message to us, and we'd love to hear from you. Now, once again, you may contact us by email at this address, hope@heraldsofhope.org. By mail, The Voice of Hope, Box 3, Braeswood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Or pick up your phone and call us toll-free at 866-960-0292 and ask for your copy of the teaching, Trust in God is Reasonable, either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, if you'd like to help support this ministry financially, you can include a gift with your letter, or you can donate securely online at heraldsofhope.org, or by calling our toll-free number, 866-960-0292. Truly, it is God's grace, accompanied by your fervent prayers and your generous financial support, that will enable the Voice of Hope to be on the air until Jesus comes in the air. Now I hope you'll join me next week for the Voice of Hope. Lord willing, Dr. Yoder will speak from Psalm 1. And until we meet again, remember this.
Great is